Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Hey, everybody. Don't forget, the next Unpop stand-up show is happening next week, Wednesday, September 6th at the Alex Theater in Glendale. I'll be hosting Carrie Martin, Chet Wilde, Vanessa Gritton, and John Fahey from the Unpops Network will be there telling jokes. And your headliner is my friend and former co-worker, Alex Schmidt. Go to eventbrite.com and search for Unpops to reserve your spot. Thanks. We'll see you there. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Pretty Scary with your hosts, Caitlin Cut, Carrie Martin, and Ann Todd Brown.
On a podcast last night, and this is where the surprise comes in.
Oh boy.
We didn't get you a cat, just to clarify.
Should we have started the podcast before this before the surprise happens?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have this on the show.
Oh boy. Hey, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Pretty Scary Boo. Ooh. Who has a surprise for me?
Carrie and Caitlin do.
So we were asked to be on, I don't want to say it's a copycat, but like a similar podcast called Pretty Scary Neat. And we accepted.
Okay, sure.
We're on it.
So that's it. Let's go ahead and record.
We are recording.
Oh. Okay, so what are we talking about today, Adam?
No, you're going to give him the surprise first. We're opening with the surprise. No, why are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Okay, then
I was trying to act like that was a surprise.
Oh.
Like we were poaching.
What's happening?
We're going to show you the surprise. We were on a podcast last night.
Okay.
And
you know who? Super fan Jamie French.
Oh, Jamie French.
The
nice.
Approximate podcast. It was a lot of fun. We talked about all things Texas. Well, I think like three things Texas. We talked about the I-45, the killing fields.
Oh, sure, sure.
We talked about Quarles. Do you know that serial killer Quarles who used to
one-name serial killer?
No, I can't think.
The
Mr.
Candyman.
Quarles. Yeah, they called him the Candyman. His mom owned a candy company.
Oh.
And he had these two teenagers, and he would pay him $200 each to bring him guy victims. He would drug them and like give them alcohol, and then when they passed out, he would strap them to a torture board. He was also an electrician, so I think that was part of it. And I saw in a documentary that he would stick stuff up their pee holes while they were sleeping. Yeah, he was big into the torture. Sometimes glass, sometimes twigs. Anyways, and then he would kill them. And so he had 28 murders in 3 years. So Caitlin pointed out that I took more notes for that than I have any
ever.
Of our podcasts.
Oh,
ever.
On
nice.
Any of the shows that we've done.
But that one fascinated me.
Very nice, Carrie. Yeah.
So as a special treat, Jamie made...
I just realized you're counting on me to just have this available.
Yeah, if not, I've got it.
I feel like...
Made what?
Nothing.
What?
She made something fine. That made my heart grow 10 times bigger.
Yeah.
And I think if I know our fans the way I think I know
yeah,
our fans,
no, it's gonna
they'll
be,
like it.
It's going to be amazing.
So she had this one tweet where she was like, Happy Friday, y'all, because she's from Texas.
Sure.
And she was playing... I thought it was a xylophone, but I guess it was an accordion.
Very different things.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So then she made us a song with a xylophone app.
She did. inspired by White Wine True Crime / Pretty Scary.
Oh my.
She wrote this for us. Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Just wait. The surprise is coming.
Did you see me try to monitor
your face
the...
Your so good. Yeah. And that song is called...
Jeff May Casket!
It's called Jeff May Casket.
Jeff May Casket!
Jeff May Joke!
So
yeah.
I want
That's pretty great.
I want to lay like a fat beat over it.
Yeah, Carrie's going to
I don't see why not, yeah.
Come out with a rap to go over that xylophone app.
Yeah, I think you would lay the beat under it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You're the producer.
Oh, am I?
Yes, DJ Easy Brown.
Yeah, you're part of this now.
This is so exciting.
Oh, did you bring his...
No, I already told you. I forgot.
Oh.
Well, technically it's in my car, but it's underneath a bunch of stuff and I can't get to it right now. It
should be in your back seat.
Right, somewhere in my back seat.
I know where I put it.
I had people in my car today, and I had to put everything in the back seat, and then I realized that it doesn't matter.
You're not getting anything.
Oh.
He's getting stuff, but it'll happen later.
I'm going to email the Kickstarter police.
Oh, Jesus.
You know who we did get our shirts from, though? They came through, and we have extra Don't Be a Dawn shirts.
Well,
your shirts came.
Yeah, so we got things from OO Shirts, finally, but they just gave us double of one order of one shirt, which was Don't Be a Dawn, and none of the You're Doing Great shirts.
Oh, perfect.
So now we just have a bunch of extra Don't Be a Dawn shirts.
Yeah, that I'll be selling at the Unpop show.
Yeah.
Great.
For real.
Nice.
And
I just hope everyone's a medium.
Yeah, we're
with lots of mediums.
We're medium rich. We'll say that.
Mediums do sell.
Yeah. And then we have You're Doing Great shirts finally coming in. It nice. Only took a whole month for them to get that right. So there we go.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Glad I made that recommendation.
It's not your fault.
It's my fault.
I think, well, what was really funny is that
I think it was the tweeting.
It wasn't just the tweeting. It was also just that, like, I am a really aggressive bitch when it comes to stuff like this.
She speaks to managers. Oh, by the way, I have a manager story.
Okay, well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you, Adam?
No.
That's why Pretty Scary Neat wouldn't treat us this way.
No.
They might.
Anyway, I sent a lot of emails.
Yeah.
They got, like, 15 emails from me until somebody replied, and I threw a bunch of scary words in there.
Nice.
It all worked out.
I had a really good customer service experience. Oh. I paid money for the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Oh, my gosh.
And the stream did not work for, like, the first 7 or 8 minutes. And I was like, well, fuck this. It's just never... And I thought the Mayweather fight had already started.
Yeah.
So I bought it from a different place.
Oh.
So by this point, I've paid $200.
Holy crap.
And I'm like, I'm not going to get that money back, but I'll fucking email
him. I'm going to try.
I'll email Amazon tomorrow and see what happens. Like that.
Amazon
just gave me my shit back.
I agree.
Amazon is so smart. They don't even...
Yeah, they didn't even question it. It was great.
They nice. Know.
And look at you giving a glowing recommendation.
Yeah, I almost tweeted about it because people always tweet like bad customer service.
I agree. When somebody in retail, it's nice to hear.
No, good stuff is a really big deal. And my guess with Amazon is that if you were, like, habitually complaining, then they'd be like, look, we know you're this person.
Also, being in retail, if I get good reviews, I tend to send stuff out. So if you give them a good tweet or whatever, I mean, they might send you stuff, like gift cards or something. You never know.
Yeah.
If I get good reviews, even if they don't solicit, if they leave their address, I'll send them, like, a gift card and some coupons.
Where do we leave those reviews? Because I want some...
Look what you did.
Yeah. Everybody
go
give
a mouse a cookie.
Give Carrie's Sev some good reviews. Free hot dogs for life.
So I have a story to tell before we get started, if you don't mind.
I do not mind.
Neither do I.
You know the story.
Because I'm injured, so I didn't thoroughly review the notes like I normally
do. That's okay.
So... We need to kill time.
This is Carrie's episode.
We'll keep the outtakes in.
Yeah.
These will be intakes.
Yep. All of our outtakes are intakes.
They're all the world's upside down. There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
There is a Black Mirror episode.
Is that our
about
first
that.
One that we're going to?
We'll get to them.
Okay.
That's what the episode's about, in case anyone's wondering.
Oh, yeah. Black Mirror episodes in reality.
In real life. But first, like, Carrie Martin has one. I don't know why I said Carrie Martin.
Why not?
A lot of people do.
Yeah, Carrie gets that a lot.
Yeah.
We both have, there's one thing Carrie and I have in common, it's that people will use our full name in addressing us. It happened at the show that we had last. People were like, Caitlin Cutt. I was like, just since high school, just
how fun was that show? That show was so fun.
It was Caitlin fucking Cutt. Yeah, that's what I got after high school. But that show was great. And everybody, I got a $50 Babies R Us gift card.
Who was that from?
From Luis.
Oh, Luis. That guy's great.
Who also made us that awesome towel that I need to post.
Well, I got a mug.
Yep, that's great.
That not only has Richard Ramirez and John Wayne Gacy dressed as a clown, but also has Tupac and Shug. What?
Holla.
Same league.
Okay. Yep. So I like to pop into restaurants, bars, whatever, and I'll take my laptop. What are you laughing at?
I just like this story.
It's not a...
No, I just... the way you tell it, it's good.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a good
story. It's a story of maybe triumph over tragedy. We'll see.
This is going great.
So I like to take whatever, like, I'll go into bars and restaurants alone and take my laptop and do work or whatever. And there's like some creeps in LA. And that's the one thing. It's just like when I was in Long Beach, like nobody bothered me.
I know.
I could go work in peace and like it wasn't a big deal. But like here, I'll be sitting at the bar, like on my phone or on my like laptop doing stuff. And like there'll be some drunk guy next to me who'll be like, what are you doing? What are you working on? Like, whatever. So that happened anyway. So it's happened a couple times, and I'm almost like, should I stop going to bars and working? But I was like, that's not the American way.
No,
like,
no. Don't do that.
Don't give up. Like, you're not a quitter, Carrie.
Don't give up.
So I went to the Sunset Plaza, and I went to go pick up something from the European Wax Center. And then I went over to Starbucks. I saw, what was that guy who dressed in the sexy bacon costume?
I can't remember.
He was on our podcast.
I know. Oh, Zach Noy Towers.
Yes. Love Zach Noy Towers. Talked to him and I was like, God, this is a good day. I was getting ready to go see our friend Jacqueline Marfuji. Mm-hmm. She's a bartender at Viva in LA. And I was like, you know what? She's not going to be there for like another half hour. So I'm just going to pop into Wakano, which I go to all the time.
Wakano.
And just have a quick drink. So I go in.
Trusted sushi chain.
Yep.
I think it's like Sushi Fusion.
You're right. But same thing.
I trust them to deliver me sushi.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wine break. Okay, so I go in. The bar only seats like six people. So there's like a couple, an open seat, a drunk old guy with like a Panama Joe's shirt.
Always.
Panama Jack shirt.
Every time.
Empty chair, busboy folding silverware. So obviously I don't have a lot of options. And so I go in. Literally,
busboy
I'm like.
Busboy folding silverware. With his mind.
Into napkins.
There is no spoon. Sorry.
Okay, we're sorry. Go
we're
on.
Back.
No, it's okay. So I go and I sit next to the old guy on his right. And then, so I'm sitting there, I'm on my phone, and there's like some WNBA game on, and I'm kind of like looking at it. Literally, I was going to go in for one drink just to kill some time. And this guy like looks over at me. He's like, I was wearing one of my t-shirt dresses, and I was like, he was like, nice dress. And I was like, oh, thanks. And of course, like, I don't know what to say. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like comfortable. It's like a hot day and like whatever. So I start over explaining. And then I'm like, okay, just like whatever, Carrie, go back to Facebook. You have more important things to do.
Sure.
So I go back and I start like on Facebook. And then all of a sudden he's like, so then the bartender's like, do you want your check? Because you could tell he's drinking vodka something. And the guy's like, no, I'm not ready to go home yet. And I kind of laugh because overall, I like old people. I think they're funny.
Sure.
They have stories. So I was like, oh, you're not ready to go home yet? And he's like, no, glippity gloppity gloop. I was like, what? And I was like, okay, this guy's hammered. So then at that point, I'm like, whatever, I'm going to go back to my phone. So I got, you know, I'm on Facebook again. And then he's like, so what do you do for a living? And I was like, oh, I work for the Sev. And he was like, oh, cool. Like, I think most of them are franchise. I'm like, well, I work for them and I know they are. And he was like, okay. And then he starts telling some story and my nose itched. So I rubbed it and he goes, well, I know you couldn't be doing cocaine because you're not skinny enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I sat up and my eyes like bulged and I'm kind of like, did I hear this motherfucker right? And I was just like, I'm going to.
That's crazy.
Right? So I'm like, I'm almost done with my glass of wine. I'm just going to finish it and leave. So I go back to my phone, and then all of a sudden he starts to say something. I go, you know what? And I was nice. I was like, I don't want to talk to you. You were rude to me. He goes, you know what? You sat down next to me. And I go, there were no other seats. And so then the bartender's like, Rich, like, so you know, the bartender knows him. He's like,
yeah,
out of his mind, Rich. And so he's like, Rich, scoot, you know, you got to scoot down. He's like, this is bullshit. She sat next to me. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what is going on? I ran into Volcanoes at 6 p.m. for a quick drink. So then, like, this guy comes up to get a drink and he stands between us. And so Rich is like, you're going to want to date her. Like, she's like a wildcat or something like that. And the guy's like, her? And I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. So then the guy leaves. Then another guy comes up. And so Rich, I guess, starts talking to him, making small talk, like, how's your day? And the guy's like, good. How's your day? And he's like, it'll be better when she leaves. And I'm like, shut up, Rich. Like, arguing. And the bartender, every once in a while, I'll be like, Rich, stop it, Rich. And I was just like, oh my God, like, why is nobody doing anything about this? Like, why doesn't anybody, like, cut him off? Like, tell him, like, to fucking kick rocks, get out of there. Like,
because it's LA. It's a terrible place.
So then I was like, okay, give me my bill thing. He like, oh, he'll give me, like, a free drink. And he didn't. And then, so I think I texted Caitlin. I was like, okay, Caitlin, I think I'm going to talk to a manager. How do I do this? I had to get, like, my game face on to, like, mentally prepare, because I don't do that.
I know. And I should just open a consulting service.
You really should.
I'm really good at it.
I could have just, like, put you on speaker and had you talk to him. Because I went up to, like, Bryant or Josh or whatever his name was. He was mid 20-something. And I was Devin. Hi, I need to speak to a manager. And I think because I was cautious, he was like, oh, great. Like, she wants a gift card. And I was like, no. Yeah. So anyway, I come here a lot with my friends. Like, anyway, but I'm here, like, alone now. But, like, usually I come with my friends, like, you know, because, like, we live in the area and it's, like, close.
And
like, you're right across from the Laugh Factory.
First mistake. Yeah.
Anyway, so and I always come to the bar and I've never had any issues. And the whole time, Rich is just staring at me. He's turned his chair around and he's glaring at me. And I'm, like, 5 feet maybe from him. So he's listening to the whole thing. And I was like, I don't know what his problem is, but I was like, he called me fat. And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, well, I will never come here again. And he goes, no, you should come here again. I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll come here again. Just, I don't think you should be talking that way to your patrons. And he was like, okay, I'll talk. You know, maybe I'll 86. I'm like, has he been a problem
maybe
before?
Maybe.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know. I'll talk to him. Just,
no.
I'd come back. I go, I'm thinking about
never
writing a 1-star Yelp review. And he was like, you know, I hope you don't. And I was like, okay, well, I'm thinking about it. Just, okay. All right. Well, have a good day. Bye. And then I left and nothing was accomplished.
Aww.
That's it. It's a very anticlimactic story, but it was traumatizing. So then I went to my car and cried.
But where is this Volcano located?
It's Sunset Plaza. It's right at the corner of Crescent Heights and Sunset Boulevard, right across from the Laugh Factory.
Well, we've got a couple thousand people listening to this.
Yes.
So nobody goes there now.
I did leave them a 1-star review. I did go home.
Now, this is way better. This is so much better.
No,
this is like,
so then I go down to, because I was like, I won't let him get the best of me.
Aww.
So I go down to where Jacqueline was working, and then she knows, like, some of the Vanderpump Rules people. So I guess Stassi's best friend and Brittany's gay guy best friend came in, and so I told them the story, and I got to cry to them.
So you go. You got to cry
That's
to semi.
Pretty great.
You got to cry to semi-famous people after being verbally abused, like, by a guy in a Volcano.
1 degree, yeah.
Semi-famous.
And then I went home, and then I 1-star, because I was like, should I give him 1-star, guys? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I will.
You showed them.
So anyway, that's it.
Anyway, Black Mirror.
I feel like you didn't give a shit.
Of course I gave a shit. What's that mean?
He listened the whole time.
I listened to the whole thing.
You cared, Caitlin.
I do care.
We both care.
All I would say, the only thing I would do differently.
Don't whatever me.
Look, she just relived all of that, Adam. So just give her a little emotional room.
I think you should come back.
What I've been through.
The only thing
PTSD,
I would do different,
like,
is
non-flashbacks.
You just got to go in there and not doubt why you're complaining.
Yeah.
You just I
wasn't
this is
prepared.
My advice to I've gotten two checks from the DMV doing this.
Jeez.
Checks, cash money, because they've fucked up things. And I know most people just roll over and give up. Yeah. And I did.
But I also was probably like, this guy's like, fuck, she does want a gift card. Like, I just want to get back to reading my script. You know, he's like 25. Yeah. He's not going to be at Volcanoes forever. Like, he really doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Right.
He's probably gone by now.
And that's where you lean in.
Yeah.
You say, I can tell you don't care. And then they're fucked. Because they're in the food service.
I don't feel like you care.
Yeah.
But I even said, I was like, Rich is staring at me and I'm very uncomfortable. He's like, oh,
the
sorry.
Next time you're in a situation like that, just imagine
Adam's
face.
Does Rich own that place?
I don't know.
Rich say, imagine my face?
Yeah, because she already said to you, I felt like you didn't care. See, there you go. So instead of projecting on Adam, next time actually look at the guy and say,
fucking Adam deserved that. He walked right into it.
Whoa.
That's actually Adam Todd Brown's casket. Can you play the song again?
Intensity Eagle. Man.
There's
flying through the room.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
There is a Black Mirror episode about that.
I am so excited about this episode.
This is going to be fun. We decided to do this episode because Black Mirror is coming back. Thank God!
It's the only good thing on.
It's the only good show.
That's it.
It's season 4 trailer just came out. They haven't said when the show itself is premiering.
I don't
but
even care. It was the light at the end of the tunnel that I needed.
Yeah, I imagine it'll be by Halloween, probably.
What if it launches on November 1st while you're in labor?
Why do you think I'm going to be in labor on November 1st?
Isn't that your due date?
No, it's October 25th.
No, it's changed. It was November 1st.
All right, well, I'm glad I found
it. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Because I've been telling everyone it's November 1st.
Well, fine. You can just recover and say that we had a baby early.
This changes everything, Caitlin.
It really does.
I'm going to go on another two-day bender. How do I deal?
Don't reset. Don't reset.
So, yeah, we're talking about Black Mirror episodes that happened in real life, which this is a thing you hear a lot. And part of it is kind of that Black Mirror is like the Law and Order of sci-fi shows and that they just rip some of their storylines right from the headlines.
Well, it's reality adjacent also. Like, yeah. All of the things that happen in these episodes, the reason why they strike such a deep chord is that you could see it happening.
Right.
Like, all right, yeah, I could see how that we'd end up there.
Yeah. Like, or you can see how we're already there.
Sure.
In some cases.
And now you're going to terrify us with all of this stuff.
Yeah. What should we talk about these contact lenses first?
I think we should talk about the contact lenses.
Because I feel like this is a really underrated episode. Season 1, episode 3.
I have never watched one.
You've never watched any of Black
That'll
Mirror?
That'll make all of us better. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I read the notes.
Well, in season 1,
can understand them.
Episode 3, The Entire History of You, it's basically an episode about a point in the future where everyone has these lenses in their eye, or it's like implanted in your eye. It's not just
it's not
one
a
that
lens,
you can
it's
take
your
in
eyeball.
And out.
Yeah.
And it records everything you do and stores it somewhere so you can go back and access all of your memories and everything you...
Yeah, Carrie wouldn't want that.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see, like what happens if you get blackout drunk and you have to, like, that's
exactly why most
that's
people
alcohol
don't
looking
this.
Out for you so
it
you don't have to remember everything.
In murder cases, maybe, right? If they're like, I subpoena your eyeball.
Yeah.
Well, they're subpoenaing Alexas now and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, mm-hmm. No, you're right. It's helpful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
And that's kind of what happens in this episode. They have, it's a husband and wife, or is it a husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend? I don't know, a couple. And they get in an argument, and somehow it devolves into him demanding to see her memories from some point in the not-too-distant
past. For those of us who haven't seen it, like Carrie... They can project the memories up
like
on
one
a screen.
Of the people
yeah.
hosting. Oh, yeah.
No, it's okay. You're good. They can project these things on a screen also.
Well, I did look at the links, and I see that Sony and there's another one that are...
Samsung.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're vying for rights to it.
Yeah, so Sony and Samsung both last year released patents or applied for patents for basically this exact technology. Samsung's... is a lens that you put in your eye and you control it by blinking, and that one only takes still images. But the Sony version somehow started out as a means to help people with diabetes monitor their blood glucose levels, but it's also it's a lens that keeps your...
Like how Viagra was initially a heart medication,
yeah,
but it just
yeah.
made dicks hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And got it. Mm-hmm. This will just lead to murders, probably.
Do you take Viagra?
I don't take Viagra, but thank you for asking.
It was a very thoughtful question.
Well, A to B.
She's had 5 open heart surgeries. Like, I don't know what she takes.
Oh, yeah.
What if I did take Viagra?
I don't care.
She'd have a boner right now.
You'd have a clit boner.
Like a clit. That sounds sensitive.
It does sound sensitive.
More horseback riding for me.
Wear tight jeans. Like every few steps, you come a little.
God, that would just throw my whole day off. And I would be so insulted if my mouth-breathing coworker thought I was having an orgasm just because of him. That would piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, this isn't for you. Like in the middle of my
work. This one's mine.
Yeah. This was the jeans I wore. So I read through this and I have a theory about this. I'm going to let you unpack it a little bit more.
The Sony camera, it's capable of recording video, which the Samsung patent doesn't include, and it will take all of your images and video that it takes and store it somewhere off-site so you can access it in the future. So it's exactly what's depicted in this Black Mirror episode. It's just not a widespread thing yet, but it's coming.
So most of what we're about to review, because it's coming, we'll say, on some level.
Yeah.
I do societal math with this. And if we can access records of public companies vying for patents for this, then I feel like it's safe to say that there are black ops organizations that are doing this now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? Because anything we can do, somebody's black been ops doing can for do 10 better. Years. Black ops can do better. Anything you can do, black ops can do better. This is a little bit tangential, but like when everybody started freaking out about the NSA and they were like, oh my God, they can read our computers and they know. I was like, wait a minute. You weren't just assuming this was happening?
Yeah.
And I know people get really cagey about this, and I understand that internet privacy is a big deal, and slowly but surely we're giving those things away. But it's not like a diary that you're hiding under a pillow somewhere. I mean, you're sharing literally the physical location of where you are all day long.
Yeah.
Your phone has a microphone on it.
Yeah. And you're logging on to a digital thing that...
Yeah.
Like, anytime you do it, that's how they track you at work. Like you,
yeah. That's why stalking is so much easier.
It's so much easier. Oh my God.
Man, it really is. It has freed up a lot of time for somewhere. Adam. But it's true. That's why I don't check in all the time.
I'm at the great place downstairs. Which, by the way, got an A.
Health rating, though. That
health
rating,
but it's got 4.5 stars on Yelp, too.
There's no way. It might just be because they have like 3 Yelp reviews.
Yeah, that could be.
Anyway, I'm just... I see this kind of stuff, and it is scary. I didn't realize that people are applying for patents for this, and now that I know that, it just means now, okay, so it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing this.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that, you know, now they're applying for patents, and right now it's the kind of thing that would be outside the affordability range for most people. But that's the next step. Once it's developed and they start making, like, working on ways to make it cheaper and make it... something they can mass market.
My mom used to call it the hotel version of the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing that hotels can buy in bulk and put in their rooms. That's how you know you're screwed.
Yeah. We're screwed.
Anyway, so that's all I wanted. I just assume people can do this now then.
Yeah, it's all happening. And that's the same thing with the next thing we're going to talk about, which was... Yeah. Season 3, episode 1, it was called Nosedive.
Definitely something the Black Ops does.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this episode was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was basically set at some point in the future, like all of these are, where there's this app or like a...
It's a personal ratings system.
I didn't like this at all.
Yeah, it's a personal...
Did you see this episode?
I haven't seen any episode.
Oh.
Just the notes. I didn't like the notes.
You just said that with so much like vigor that I thought you had actually seen this episode.
Adam included some great links. I really got into the links.
He did, yeah.
And that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, well, there's basically a Black Mirror episode about this where there's, at some point in the future, there's a social rating system where anyone you interact with can leave reviews and ratings about you, and they do it anonymously. But what happens in the show is anonymously means they look at you while they're downvoting you, and then you just look and see your rating go down, and you're like, oh, you just downvoted me, and they're like, what?
People would kill themselves so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Which surprises me that's why it's so surprising to me how many people are signing up for the Saraha app.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't like that. I really don't understand the point of it.
I think it's just another way
it's another way for people to troll.
Yeah, but I think it's also, first of all, I have no problem with it because I think it's a really good narcissist honeypot. And I think that anybody that signs up for this is getting what they deserve.
Oh, totally.
I honestly believe that people are getting this app thinking that they're going to get a lot of really nice things said to them.
Of course.
And the reality of it is that will happen on some level.
Right.
But some people are going to say...
They know it's anonymous?
Huh?
I said if they know it's anonymous?
They're
going to be dicks.
There have been some people that I've seen that get this app that I think to myself, like, I could very easily...
Oh, yeah.
Really hurt this person's feelings in a really effective, results-oriented way because I'm good at that in person and I could do it, but I do it in person. So I will keep doing it in person.
Yeah.
That's a noble way.
No problem telling someone exactly why I want them to fuck all the way off.
Hey, I downloaded an app that makes me feel even shittier about myself.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Isn't it like kind of like a slam book? Do you remember slam books?
It's exactly like a slam book.
Yeah. And it's basically, for anyone who hasn't looked into it, it's just an app. You download it, you post the link, and people can post anonymous comments about you that you don't even get to respond to. You have no idea who said it.
It's another way for shit people to try to feel famous. It's just the other side of it. I feel like most of social media has catered to the, you know, likes and whatever. At most, you get the angry face on Facebook.
Yeah.
That, you know, and you can tweet at someone. But as far as like a sea of people anonymously developing opinions about me, I think that there are people that want that too. I think people want to feel famous. I think that's why they're doing this.
Oh, yeah, for
willingly.
Sure.
But the stuff in China is way worse.
Yeah, in China, the things depicted in Black Mirror are basically happening now. Because also, one of the extensions of that in Black Mirror is whatever your cumulative score is, it's basically your credit score.
Yeah.
Where you can't get into schools, she tries to rent an apartment and they won't let her live there.
Mortgages you can't qualify for.
And... they're basically doing that in China now.
It's kind of like, though, if you think about it, like your Uber or Lyft driver, like you score them and they can score you.
Yeah.
And sure. You don't know. And it affects whether, like, if they get too low of a score, they can't drive anymore.
Right.
But it's like, what if you're just having a bad day?
But that's service oriented. And I feel like that makes sense. If you get enough bad Uber reviews, you shouldn't be able to drive.
But I think I feel like their qualifications are kind of strict. Like it can't be less than 4 stars or 4-point-something stars.
And that's fine with me because my life is in their hands, so I don't really care.
I don't care. I have also made out with one of my Uber drivers.
Oh. Well done, Carrie.
So I'm going to tell the story real quick. Do I still have time?
Yeah. We'll just...
It'll be a quick story. So... I was coming back from a sushi restaurant.
She doesn't care. I don't know why she asked. Honestly.
So I was coming back from a sushi restaurant.
Was it Wakano?
It was definitely not.
Can we make Carrie edit one episode? Can you bring her over here so she edits one episode that she talks a lot through? That would be great.
Okay. My story's done.
Okay. Oh, no.
I made out with an Uber driver.
I want to hear the story.
It's not a big deal. We'll talk off air.
The threat of editing.
Oh. So the social credit system in China.
So he was like, this has been an interesting trip already. Like I just started driving for the night, but this has already been an interesting trip. And I was
she'll never edit anyway.
What? Yeah. My editing would be way different than yours. I would let so much more fly.
Her stopping that story briefly was her editing.
I know, it's great.
Self-editing. So I was
we love you, Carrie.
We do.
So I was like, so... what happened? What made your night weird? And he was like, oh God, my first passenger asked if I wanted cocaine. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Do you have any? and he was like, no, I don't, but I have tequila in my trunk. And I was like, awesome. I was like, do you want to go up to my apartment and do shots? By the way, I had just
Uber driver.
But Danielle didn't know who he was. And he was like, and I think at one point I was like, how old are you? He's like, 25. I'm 40. Like, I'm like a dirty old man. And I was like, come on up, little boy. So he parks. He turns off whatever meter they have for Uber. We go up to my apartment. We start taking shots. We start making out. I think at one point I put on a costume because basically I've told you this before. I'm the John Wayne Gacy of seduction. And then he was like, let's go to the bedroom. I was like, oh, shit, this is getting real. So I was like, no, I think you should just go. And he was like, no, let's just go to the bedroom. And I was like, honestly, if you just go right now, I will give you 5 stars. And he was like, all right, I'm out of here. So he took his Patron.
Nice.
So he took his Patron and he left. And I remember telling Danielle later, like, oh, by the way, I had a friend over. Like, okay, so he was an Uber driver. Yeah, I hadn't met him before, but like, yes, he knows where we live, but like, I don't think he'll bother us anymore. But yeah, I made out with him on the couch. So,
and that's going on your social credit score.
Yes, it is.
Well, he better fucking give her 5 stars. That's the best ride he's had.
Hey,
when I was letting him out of the parking garage, he's like, "I'll call you later," and I was like, no, like, no, you don't have. He's like, I've got your number in here. And he starts plugging into his Uber app. And I was like, no, scram, kid. And then I turned into an angry old man. Get off my porch.
That was so good. I love that story.
That is a good story. So the social credit system in China, it's basically exactly so what's depicted in Black Mirror. They're hoping to have it up and running in full by 2020. But there's already pilot programs in place. And it basically collects information about you from social media, from any installment plans you have going. It pulls like your political affiliations compiles all of this into a tool that businesses or employers are already using to make hiring decisions. And it's kind of like it's again, exactly what's in the show. It's like a credit rating for you as a person, not like whether they trust you with money, just do people like you or not.
I have to say, though, like when people say communist China, this still feels pretty on brand for China.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
China doesn't seem like a lot of fun.
No.
No, definitely not.
Not for the Chinese. I think people that visit China have an incredible time.
Like Hong Kong's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, sure. But I think it's one of those a nice place to visit but wouldn't want to live there situation.
And this also will not affect Hong Kong.
Oh.
For some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if there's too many people there or if it's like a different...
Or this is just their way of controlling the outlier masses?
Yeah, it could be.
That's stupid.
The people who are too dumb to know... that they shouldn't be.
Well, then you know what? I don't feel sorry for them. Then I guess.
Well, in China, the like too dumb might just mean you live somewhere the government won't let information get to.
But here's the thing: if you give somebody, kind of going back to the rating system, is it just like how we can get rated like on iTunes or whatever? Like it sticks, or can you go back in and rate again?
I don't know.
But it is as non-discriminant as iTunes, though.
I think it's
people can just fucking rate you.
Right. Well, exactly. So then how long does it stay, you know, like,
is it like credit? A credit score?
Yeah, like 7 years or?
On the show, I think you're rated like per interaction. It's not like per person. It's like each time you interact with that person, you get to rate each other.
Yeah, I would either have a really great score or a really bad one.
I would agree with that assessment.
I don't think I'd be middle of the road.
Yeah, I'm going to sink or swim.
I'm going to sink or swim in that world. There's no averaging out.
I would use it just right here on the podcast whenever someone made a really good point. Nice.
Rate all of the hosts. Let's see who's the best one by the end of next week.
I don't think we should do this because
that's not a bad idea.
Right?
All right. Well, let's keep Chet's mental health in consideration.
I feel like Chet will be okay.
We will break him. He will not be okay if it's not okay.
Yeah, I've rallied against that several times. People are like, "Oh, we should like do a thing of like who's the best on Pops host. It's like, no, we're all awesome.
Here's what I would.
That's very nice.
Here's what I would. Here's what I would suggest. Talent challenges.
Like so a talent we just show?
Yeah, various seasonal talent challenges throughout the year. So we could do one thing that's like a free throw, or then a karaoke, just like a talent wheel, or like a what are those exploratory courses that you do in junior high where they make you try other things. I just think it would be really funny if we took like a pottery class and then all of us
competitive pottery class. I'm into that.
And then people could vote on.
Have you ever seen Jeff May lose something?
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't want to be around for that.
Yeah, we have to film that. Yeah,
it's like the unpopular opinions Hunger Games.
I have Jeff.
The Hungry Games.
Yes, and then we just all eat a bunch.
Yeah.
We could actually all excel at that.
Guys, if you think this is a good idea, tweet at us. Hashtag Hungry Games.
Hungry Games. I co-host a podcast with Jeff and Raquel where it's like an advice podcast, but it's competitive. They have to...
Like list cast, but for advice.
Like I decide whose advice is better.
Don't bring me on that show because I'll win every time. Yeah, I give the best advice.
She gives really good advice.
I really do.
I don't take it, but I'm like, that's a really great point. I wish I had that mental fortitude to go
and
through with
what I you're give advising. Carrie points, if you will, for acknowledging that she won't take the advice. Because there's the one thing, it's one thing to ask for advice and pretend you're going to take it and then clearly veer off.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be like, I hear you, I see you, I agree, but guess what? Nope.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, just nope. I am who I am. I'm 40. But I will say, if you're going to ugly cry in front of anybody, Caitlin's your girl.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been known, so...
Call me up, man.
I'll get you on the horn.
Anyway, Hungry Games.
Yeah. The Hungry Games.
I just think Hungry Games. Yeah, in 2018, Hungry Games coming.
Yeah. We'll do it.
Because...
I like it.
There's all sorts of different dumb things we could do, and people could rate who did the best job.
Yeah. Yeah, that I would be like Battle of the Unpop Stars.
Yeah.
That would be good times.
Like a shitty celebrity circus.
Yeah.
If we do play Tug of War, though, I want to be on Jeff's team.
Why? Wait, you don't think me and Quincy could take...
If there was a cheerleading competition, I'd use Quincy as a flyer.
Yeah, you could toss Quincy around. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's what flyer means. That's person
you've already, sure. You've already listed two things I'd be terrible at, so this will be great.
It's going to be fun. Battle of the Unpop Stars coming in 2K18.
I'm in. I'm good at swimming.
That means 2018. I say K because there's fewer syllables in that. So 2K18.
One fewer. Yeah. You saved yourself a syllable.
2K18.
And then wasted a bunch explaining all of it.
2K18.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, let's talk about Shut Up and Dance.
I love this episode.
This is one of my favorite episodes of Black Mirror.
It's a good one.
We won't give the ending away because it's a doozy.
Here's the thing about this episode. It's a slow burn because I really hated it until the end. And then I was like, oh, that was good. You got me, Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Got me.
But the basic premise is that there's this team of hackers that are breaking into people's laptops and webcams and filming them doing questionable shit and then using the videos to blackmail them. Except in Black Mirror, it's not blackmail. It's like getting them to complete all these tasks and...
Yeah, it's like the Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if the Joker were a hacker. He gets them into... And I don't mean the movie Joker. I mean like the comic book version of the Joker. Like horrible, morally compromising situations that make you really nauseous to think about.
If you can go into the stories were very interesting to me.
Yes.
Which, by the way, at the end of each of Adam Todd Brown's notes... It will say it's horrifying. It ends very badly.
Yeah, it ends very badly. One. I put that at the end of every synopsis of the episode.
They do all end badly.
They do all end very, very badly. But Shut Up and Dance. There's a story that I put in the notes. This happened in Glendale. We do a live show in Glendale.
We're just in Glendale. Beautiful Glendale, California.
This is right on our shores. 32-year-old Luis Guicho Mijangos.
Nope.
Or Mijangos? Something like that?
I doubt it's Mijangos.
I like Mijangos.
But it is a more fun way to say
it. Mijangos.
Nope.
Mijangos Unchained.
Mijangos Unchained. Yep. 32-year-old Luis Mijangos Unchained Guicho.
The descriptive of him is amazing.
He's a paraplegic illegal alien. Mm-hmm. Who hadn't walked since being injured in a drive-by shooting at the age of 17.
Which is sad until you hear his story.
Well, he can't Majango very far.
Right.
He can't Majango his way out of that one. Is there a Majango? Aww.
God damn it. Why am I doing so bad at that?
Finger me. Everyone turn their
Everyone
turn
on. Your fingers on.
Turn your fingers. No. I know. Where's the...
I think Carrie took my finger.
Why am I the best person at readying myself for this experience? By the way I'm holding this now, guys, Theater of the Mind, it looks like I'm doing a really, really elaborate pinky out.
Everyone?
Finger me.
And we fingered Caitlin last, too, and she was the first one ready. I think it's because I know that you hate it so much. We saved the best for last.
I seriously just flashed back to, like, second grade, the way you were just talking to me. Like, Caitlin was the last one ready. Wasn't even clever, but she's like, Caitlin. She had to wait the longest. We did. It was pretty funny, actually. It was really good.
That's pretty great.
Any good bullying, I will be like, that was pretty good.
I wasn't trying to bully you.
No, I don't. I was just kidding.
I love you.
I know. I love you, too.
So let's talk about Luis.
His hands get hot.
Yeah.
He was an illegal alien injured in a drive-by shooting at the age of 17, but also a computer hacker who broke into systems and stole compromising information about computer users and then used that information to blackmail them. Just like in the fucking episode. He was a little less elaborate with his schemes.
He had a little bit more of a Stephen Hawking thing going.
Yeah, yeah. We never saw the people doing it in blackmail. So it might have been this guy, for all we know.
Inspired by true events, ripped in the headlines.
Yeah.
But it turns out very, very computer savvy.
Very, yes, very much so. His main trick was he would put files on peer-to-peer networks that had the names of popular song titles. And when people would download them, what they were actually downloading was malware that would give him access to their computer. And then when someone downloaded and executed the file, their machine was infected, and it would open itself to his control. And he claimed that instead of blackmailing, he would hack into female victims' accounts at the requests of boyfriends and husbands to determine whether the female victims were cheating on their boyfriends or husbands. So that's better, right?
Well, of course he did. He's an evil nerd.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
He's an evil nerd. That was the best descriptor.
He is, though. I mean, evil nerds hate women.
Yeah. He, after raiding his residence and examining his computer, see, they catch him, and when they first interrogate him, he's like, oh, I've done this maybe three or four times.
I think he said five.
Yeah, he said, like, just a handful of times. And then
that's five.
And then... five and a handful. That is science.
One, two, three, four, five.
But after raiding his residence and looking at his computer, the FBI determined he'd gone after 129 different computers for a total of 230 victims. 44 of the victims were juveniles, which is awful. But also, am I seeing that math right? He's getting like multiple victims.
That's
on
what I was just thinking.
Each computer?
Well, if you're doubling, if it's a tandem situation, but so if you're saying that your significant other is cheating on you with someone else, and you're doubling up the victims, those are victims.
Well,
they're both victims.
In one of the stories that we're going to get to, you would see him try to extort a girl who's like, "Oh, I sent these pictures to my boyfriend," and then he would watch their chats.
Oh.
So I think in those cases, there could be two victims.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Then he would start private messaging the boyfriend
when he would get into a guy's computer, he would email that guy's girlfriend pretending to be that guy.
And vice versa,
and get nudes from her.
Why can't these guys use their power for good, for Christ's sake?
I know.
Same with people who do credit card fraud. Fuck off. I can ruin my credit on my own.
Just do something helpful.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, there's all this shit on the internet. People do terrible, horrible things and that are made easier and better, streamlined, if you will, by the internet.
Yeah.
And these assholes are extorting for pennies, for nothing. I'm sorry, but the money, like, come on.
The emotional pain. Think about it. It's like, oh my God, you're going to tell my family and friends and coworkers where I could lose my job, where, you know, my, I almost said social gain, but like whatever it might be socially or with, you know, your job, which would be financially, or with your friends or your boyfriend, or, you know, I think in one of the stories, a couple breaks up because it's so stressful and it's like toying with somebody's emotions. Like,
yeah. It's a power
like
thing.
You just, it's like that movie Sideways with your favorite Gwyneth Paltrow. One of your favorites, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow's in Sideways?
She's thinking of Sliding Doors.
Oh, oh. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Doesn't matter. I knew what you meant.
Thank you.
No, we're good.
I love that movie. But yeah, where it's kind of like you just possibly change somebody's course of direction.
Is it just that only shitty people get this good at coding? I don't understand. Seriously, like, yeah. Why is there no Robin Hood of coding? I was like thinking like 5 or 6 years ago, I'm like, maybe Anonymous is the thing. Maybe they're the ones they're going to, and then nothing. Like, yeah. Really pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
And, except for trolling women on the internet and then getting divided over Trump.
Right.
Which is like, okay, so half of you sucked to begin with.
Yeah.
Great.
So, sorry, go ahead with the story.
No, I just...
Oh, I mean, that's pretty much the story, but yeah. it really does...
And he only went to jail for 3 years.
72 months, which once you cut that in half...
Oh, no, sorry.
Seven years? 6 years?
It's 6 years, but with, I think in most states...
Time served.
You'll get three years.
I did like assumptive math on that, yeah, I apologize. Yeah. But yeah, technically 72 months. But.
So in some of these, and one of them, one of the links you sent, this girl was like... You know what? Yes, I took nudes for my boyfriend. Here's the thing. This guy is coming after me. She posted it on Facebook and said, like, you know, try to help me out. This guy is trying to extort me. Basically, like, I'm not going to put up with this shit. I support, if you want to send a picture naked, I support that. Yeah. What I will say, though, is that if you show your face, you're a moron.
Yeah.
Even if it's your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, your phone's gonna get hacked.
Yeah,
it's post.
Yeah,
just from the neck down.
Yeah,
I might get headless boob shot every time.
Listen,
I guess who hasn't been outed?
It's
on the
sad.
Net?
I would love to be able to live in a world where I could say it doesn't matter, but it has nothing to do with the boundaries of sexuality and what's appropriate and what's not.
Yeah,
your pictures are going to get hacked.
Yeah, that totally.
Those pictures. Get
I'm gonna
taken.
Do it.
They just get taken. So, you know, and then also in California, where we are.
That is where we are.
Young kids are being, like, seriously. What?
No, I just realized you have tape over your.
I do.
Yeah.
So which of these should we talk about next? I don't know if we'll get through all of them. Let's talk about the Waldo moment.
This is the one we should talk about.
This
is the one I was going to suggest.
Yeah, this is a good one to end on because it's. I mean, there's not really a story we can link to. I mean, basically...
Let me explain the episode and then
the Waldo,
I have feelings.
The Waldo moment, I think, is one of the most brilliant episodes. Basically, it takes place in England, and this cartoon character ends up running for prime minister. And he's not just a cartoon character, but he's one of those characters that says whatever he wants and... You know, says what everyone else is thinking. He's basically Donald Trump.
Right.
But he's just a cartoon character, which Donald Trump is also a cartoon character, but a real life one.
Cartoon bear.
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't win, but the when they're developing this,
he comes close
character
though,
right? to run. Yeah. He comes in second, but their aim is to put a really pleasant face on authoritarian rule and kind of spread that around the world. And by the end of the episode, we find out that is exactly what happens because you see that this character's face is on all these screens and the guy's in like China or something at the end. And it
maybe he's from Pekin,
probably the Pekin Dragons.
There you go,
Pekin Dragons.
Making me nervous over here,
as far
guys.
As I know.
I just don't think this is the best. I don't think this is a good Black Mirror episode, to be honest with you. I get it. Like, the problem is that what I want out of Black Mirror is at the end for it to be like, oh, wow. Like, I want a Twilight Zone ending. Like, I want a twist at the end.
Right, yeah.
And with this, I think it also just because maybe this season ran during election season, and I was like, I don't want to think about this right now.
Yeah.
I'm fine with dealing with like overarching themes of society being ruined.
Yeah.
But this was so on the nose at the time for me.
Yeah.
That I hated this episode.
This actually came out a while before Trump.
I think I watched
ran.
It during. Yeah. Well, you sorry, I watched it during.
But, yeah.
But they talk about a few of the guy who writes these, and I can't think of what his name
Charlie Brooker.
Right. That they were almost like predilections for some of the things that happened, and this was one of them.
But everybody forgets that the same things that are happening here in America are happening in the UK.
Right.
With, I mean, they're saying...
Well, he sounds like from his interview that he kind of takes credit for it as well.
They're seeing this... I mean, the break from the EU is...
Brexit.
I mean, they were seeing this.
Like, Brexit was basically England's Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a movement that no one thought would happen that was mostly based on racism against immigrants, and it fucking happened.
And guess what? We can blame angry racists all we want, but the reason why it happened is because young people don't fucking vote. So
nope.
But here's the thing about voting that I can't understand. So really what matters is the electoral vote, correct?
Yeah, but only... Okay, so it was like, I think 47% of America overall voted in this last election.
But if the popular vote doesn't matter, then what does it matter?
But it almost mattered. And we've won the Democratic people win like elections all the time. When you see the amount of people that don't vote, I understand that there's a whole bunch. There's a lot of ink dumped about this, and there's a lot of reasons why people don't vote.
I vote, but I just don't understand, like, what's the point if it won't make a difference?
Because I think that's kind of what won, in some ways, what won Trump the election is people thinking, well, I'm already in a blue state. I don't need to vote.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Like Clinton's going to win here. And Trump flipped a lot of blue states. And what happened is Clinton didn't flip any states that used to be red states.
I blame swing states.
I blame Nate Silver, but... That's a whole other conversation. When you do aggregate statistics, you end up with 5-star or what is it? A 90% Rotten Tomato rating for a movie like Lights Out. And it's a terrible movie.
Lights Out wasn't great.
I didn't mind it.
It's just bad. It's fine, but it's not 90%. Like,
no, I agree with that.
Like, that's silly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Get Out percentile.
Well, we just know somebody who was at the wedding of the lead actress, so...
Yeah, and we're happy for them. Wink, wink. Yeah. Anyway, that was kind of like down a rabbit hole, but I just...
Oh, no, it's fine.
I felt like in the span...
You'll know if you go to Crime Con next year.
Yeah.
I want to go.
You should go.
We should go.
Let's
go. We're all going to go with Aphrodite Jones.
She'll be there.
She'll definitely be there.
We're all friends now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Soledad O'Brien.
Nope.
Yeah, how do we get her? Has she been on anyone's podcast yet?
No.
No.
We got to get on
She just says mad hustle, man.
I sent her a tweet and I sent her a private message and I got nothing. I can keep pursuing her, but honestly, I've got bigger... I would rather have Tom from Blink-182.
I tried to get Questlove because Questlove tweeted my Ace of... He tweeted the podcast about my Ace of Base article. And
that's awesome. What if you have Portugal the Man on here?
He followed Unpops on Twitter. So
I'll tweet at Questlove.
Yeah, you should tweet at him. Yeah,
I'll tweet at him.
Portugal the Man will come on. It's just a matter of getting them to be in town.
Right. Schedules.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
No, it's good.
No, you're I apologize.
There's more Black Mirror things we could run through.
Caitlin was talking.
No, I don't think I had anything left to say.
No, you did.
I did?
We'll decide when you're done talking.
I really wish that everything was as good as the San Junipero episode of the third season of Black Mirror.
Yeah. I think that entire third season is almost perfect.
It's pretty good. The B thing I liked, but I was kind of like, okay. At the end, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
But honestly, all of it could have been dog shit, and San Junipero could have just been what it was, and I would say that it's the best show ever made anyway.
Yeah.
Because the Christmas episode with John Hamm in it is perfect. The first episode of the first season and the second episode of the first season, the first one where the politician is being blackmailed into fucking a pig.
Which that's something we didn't bring up, but the Prime Minister of England, it came out in a biography about him that he fucked a pig.
Wait, this is real?
Yeah.
Who's the prime minister?
It was David Cameron, I think.
How was he blackmailed into fucking a pig?
Can I just say
that? You'd have to watch the episode.
You got to see the episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say, though, that like British culture has weird, weird relationships with sexuality. Like, really, their sexual lives are kind of fucked. No, it's dark and sad. It's not the kind of... It's not like The Bachelor. It's like...
Oh, it's not?
No, it's like, you know, boys' schools and... it's not good.
It's bad times.
So did you guys hear about the Justin Bieber controversy?
No.
So apparently he's like religious now and he goes to some kind of like personal minister or whatever.
Great.
And so he said during one of his tours that there was like this party after one of his concerts and they were like, and they had this little kid there. And he was like, nobody knew whose kid it was, whatever. But he was like bleeding and stuff. And I guess they had like all passed him around sexually, like I think a little boy. And then he was like, yeah, they told me I could make it big, like Jay-Z big, like if I like fuck this kid. And so basically they would take pictures.
Wait,
what?
Yeah, it's like
what?
A whole thing. And that they would
take pictures. How are we not doing an episode on this?
And hold it over his head. But then he'd have this mega stardom and he was like, that's why I canceled my tour. And if you heard, he canceled like 14 cities on his tour at the end. And
I thought it was just dumb Jesus stuff.
So this, I can't remember where I read the article, but I did read it. I don't know how much of it is verifiable, but I know some other stars have come out recently saying there is a lot of pedophilia amongst studio heads. And I think Nicole Kidman recently spoke out and a few other people. But he was one of them, and he was just like, yeah, like, I'm not going to do it. And then they say, like, these kids go missing. I mean, I don't know. It was a weird fucking story.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a turn.
It's a Black Mirror.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that. We should.
If not, we'll write it.
Adam's definitely going to look this up now.
Please do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to search Justin Bieber fucking kids on my computer.
Well, he didn't get your shit together. He didn't fuck them. Hello. Adam, he was a Justin gentleman. He said
Bieber
no.
Is the hero of this story.
Yeah, that's true.
So
good point.
Yes, I'm here. I showed up to work today. I came to dance.
Yeah, you did. All right. Should we wrap this up so we can get to the next episode?
Any, talking about anything.
What?
Black
We're going home.
It's heavy.
I mean, we can, but then we'll just have to come back and do
Adam,
this next week.
Adam, we live glamorous lives where we do nothing all week.
Oh, that's right.
And because we make so much money
so
podcasting.
Much money.
Yes.
That we definitely don't have day jobs.
No.
Correct. I'm definitely not training a new 24-year-old coworker.
Nah.
I like pretending that we're not doing our episodes back to back.
Yeah.
Can you just let us have that fantasy?
Yeah, can you just let me at least have it, but I think Caitlin likes it too.
Hey, I'll see you both next week to record again.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go to Paris for the week.
I'm going to go to Whole Foods.
Do we have anything to plug before
get
we get
Amazon
out of here?
Discount.
Me and Carrie Martin are doing a show in Glendale. You should come to it. It's September 6th at the Alex Theater.
And I loved doing the show. You guys are going to have so much fun.
Isn't it the coolest fucking venue?
It's such a great venue. I couldn't believe I met so many great Pops fans and White Wine True Crime fans. I was
they
shocked.
They were there?
Yeah, there were a bunch of people there.
There were a lot of people there. It's a lot
very,
of fun.
It's very cool and very humbling and fun. And just like, and the crowd is so receptive because they actually know who we are. And they're not
being. Yeah, it's weird.
They're not being like, let's
God,
see.
That's my favorite crowd.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy because it's awesome.
Rebecca Stewart, I believe, will be in town.
She will. And she's going to be on an episode of Unpops coming up soon.
Do you know Wanks? I think we're going to take her to brunch on Saturday, but her and her husband before they leave.
Oh, nice.
She was a big contributor to our Kickstarter.
Yeah, she was ours awesome. Too. And she's coming to the Glendale show. Yes. And she's coming to the Darkest Hour and Mint on Card.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Which are also shows you can come to.
Darkest Hour is a great show.
It's a really
it's
fun show. We got to get you. Have you done it?
No.
Yeah, we got to get you on the Darkest Hour. We got to
get
you
Caitlin,
both on the Darkest Hour.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm always.
No, if it's between Carrie and I, Carrie will turn into my dance mom and make sure I'm the one that gets on stage.
That's actually true. That is true. I would much rather be in the audience. I would go support.
I do the show every month. I can get you
what
both
is
on.
It? What is
worry.
It?
It's just comics doing their darkest material.
I would love that.
Yeah.
It's actually, good times. That I would love.
Maybe I'll do a Michael Jordan and do one last show.
Oh, yeah.
Before my baby shows up.
That would
I love
be cool.
It. This Jake. Is it. Nope. This is it.
No, this is no, it.
Okay. This really
now
is
I
it.
Now I play baseball.
I play baseball now.
Okay, now I'm retiring from baseball too.
Yeah. So yeah, come to our Glendale show September 6th.
You guys are gonna have a blast.
Alex Schmidt's headlining. He is a doll.
I love that guy.
Schmitty the Clam. And that's all. What else do we have to plug?
You should listen to White Wine True Crime.
What?
I love that I just frogged.
Oh no. Carrie's like, we have nothing to plug.
Nothing.
I'm like, nah. Yeah, it's a really good show where Carrie and I watch true crime television documentaries and review them, and also talk about our lives. And sometimes we have really cool guests. And we've been having a lot of guests recently.
Yeah,
the next episode we drop will just be Carrie and I. And we're actually doing a comparative study, which was my favorite, between two Son of Sam documentaries that we watched.
Oh, cool.
Because it's the 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is 40 years. Oh. 40 years.
Or actually, in August was.
Yeah, it's okay.
Close enough.
They know what we're
Nobody
talking about.
Nobody actually cares, but we care. Anyway, White Wine True Crime. You can get at us at WWT Crime. White Wine True Crime on Instagram is at WWT Crime, or just find us White Wine True Crime on Facebook. And you can find me on Twitter at Bossy Matilda.
Who?
You, me.
Oh.
Caitlin Cut.
Caitlin Cut. Oh, from White Wine True Crime.
Yeah, it's so funny that you mentioned that.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, that's us. I don't like to talk about it in public, but yeah.
Carrie, are you on social media?
I am on Twitter at Carrie Martin.
No, come on.
K-A-R-I-M-E-R-T-I-N 722. And then I'm at Carrie Martin 22, drop the 7 for Instagram.
Also, we're going to retweet our episode that we did with Jamie French. So keep an ear out for that one.
Yeah.
It was fun. We talked about Texas. All things Texas, which is very prolific right now because of the flooding.
If you want... Good tie-in. Graceful.
I think Jamie French asked me to do her podcast. And
you have no time. It's busy. No, I understand. But here's the thing. I will say
I had
this.
A blast.
But now that you both did it, because there's another one that Chet did, and I was like, was it cool? And he was like, yeah, it was fine. I was like, all right, fine.
Listen, if you want to hear Carrie and I Freaky Friday, you have to listen to this episode.
I do want to hear that.
Because Carrie does so much research for this podcast that she... It's never happened on our show.
Wow.
Maybe I'm pretty scary, but not on White Wine True Crime. She's never done this much research. And then I'm the one saying random shit out of nowhere the whole episode. And
that's amazing.
The good news is Carrie and I can switch roles, we found out.
Yeah.
It'll never happen again.
But it was kind of fun, right? It was liberating.
It felt
like a lot of work on my end. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, did it?
If you feel this way all the time, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But it's okay. I understand. I like it. And I like this part. But anyway, I get paid the big bucks for it, so it's okay.
We made it. Should we get the hell out of here?
Let's do it.
Carrie, say goodbye.
Goodbye, boo.
Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.